This is the Seabed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide, As Iron Sharpens Iron, Devoted Part 2. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Consider this. These are cherished words. We build ministry programs around them. We superimpose them over a nice photo and post it to social media as a shout out to our friends. We print them on t-shirts and hang them on our walls and sell them on every Christian knickknack imaginable. We have memorized these words, but we may have missed some of the image. The imagery here is not designed to be sentimental or pretty. Instead, the vision cast in these words is one of friction, heat, and the hard work of authentic community. How does iron sharpen iron? Not by speaking platitudes of thin encouragement, not by surface-level pleasantries. Iron sharpens iron through the painful process of friction, one piece in immediate contact with the other, leaning into each other for the purpose of improving both. It hurts, but it's one of the only ways to help. Most of us claim to want authentic community, but are we willing to pay the price for it? We bail at the first sign of friction, assuming that's a red flag that the friendship isn't working. But friction is the only way a friendship can work. To be devoted in Jesus-like love for your friends means that you are willing to lean into each other. You are willing to endure the friction and speak the truth in love and fight for another for the long haul. And along the way, this Jesus-like love ends up sharpening and shaping us both. The prayer. God of love, you designed us for relationship with you and each other. Teach us patience to lean into the friction of our friendships and sharpen each other in the journey of discipleship. The questions. Are you in a discipleship band yet? If not, pray about joining us in this experiment in grace. That's not to add guilt at all. It's just to invite you into something that many before us and beside us have found deeply meaningful in this discipleship journey. If you need help with that, or if you're experiencing some difficult barriers to finding that, then we encourage you to reach out. We actually have some pathways in the works for helping you to find each other and to create these discipleship band relationships together. If you are in a discipleship band, then share these questions with each other. How have the members of this group sharpened you in this discipleship journey? Share with one another, but also express your gratitude to each other. For The Awakening, this is Matt LeRoy.